Welcome once again as we continue with our series of candidate interviews here on LakeshoreLandNow.com. And it's my pleasure to be joined today by Carol Uhls, who is running for fire commissioner in District Number 7, Chelan Fire and Rescue. Good morning, Carol, and thanks for taking the time to hook up.
Absolutely.
Let's begin, Carol, this morning with giving you an opportunity to tell those that maybe aren't familiar with Carol Uhls a little bit about yourself.
Well, let's see. Let's start with I'm a great-grandma, very active great-grandma. I'm just completing a month-long spider trip around the United States, and I will be home tomorrow. And I've always been involved in things that serve our community from the time that I was a young mother to the current. And I see a great opportunity here with our local Chelan Fire Department. I've been a resident of Chelan for 50 plus years, and this is my home.
So, Carol, what was it that actually prompted you to make that decision to seek the position of fire commission?
Well, I believe in my life that if I'm going to be part of the problem, then it's my obligation to be part of the solution. And I qualified as part of the problem when our fire district tried to pass the last levy lid lift. And so from that, here I am now.
Carol, one of the questions I'm curious to get an answer to, and you brought it up now, so we'll address it now, was the recent sound defeat of the levy lid lift when it went up for a vote by the local community. And the question is, because it was so resoundingly defeated, do you sense maybe is there some sort of a disconnect between the voting public and the fire department?
I think that's an understatement. Absolutely, there's a huge disconnect. And for me, when I'm elected commissioner, and even before, people need to know I am here for the local people. I'm not here to represent anybody other than the voting public, and I'm open for contact at all times.
One of the things that has come up has been a lot of talk about the status of apparatus and the need for replacement in coming years, and the fact that for the next 3 years, apparently no money in the budget for any of that. How do you work with that issue?
What I need to know, and again, I don't have all the answers. I'm learning. I have skill levels that will benefit, but I also need to to do some more. Now, the apparatus, I'll tell you what, I look at that list. We've got a ton of apparatus. I kind of penciled it out. And it looks to me like we've got enough apparatus for every person that is involved in the fire district. We're over abundance in apparatus. We need to do some fire sailing or yard sailing or something.
And what about, obviously, Carol, when you deal with apparatus, sometimes it's not necessarily what you have on hand. It might be the age of that piece of equipment. What's your sense of that?
I agree. We all have a shelf life, and whether it's human or equipment. And again, I believe that we need to really delve into, are we looking for wants or are these needs? I feel strongly, whether it be personal life or in the fire district, is that we can operate really well with a high quality, maybe older, quote, Chevrolet. We do not need the Rolls Royce to keep our public and our people safe. Safety is the most important thing.
Another topic, Carol, for discussion is the balance between paid career firefighters and a volunteer department. What is your stance on that? Should there be a mix of that? Would you like to see it be pretty much other than maybe the upper levels, completely volunteer? How do you feel about that situation?
No, I believe that it absolutely needs to be a mix. I do believe in the last 10 years, we've had a huge culture shift from volunteerism to paid firefighters. And I don't like what I see. I pick up a sense that some people believe that unless you are a paid firefighter, aka a union firefighter, you're not qualified. Well, we've got a track record of decades that shows the difference. But for some reason, our volunteers have been what I call disrespected. Why should you keep volunteering if you're not respected for the hard job that you're doing? So I believe it's a mix, and I believe they can work together, but I do believe it needs to be a culture shift.
And Carol, what about the idea or your understanding of how it works, of the correlation between the service the fire district provides to the community and then how that translates to insurance rates for those that live in the area, service by Fire District 7?
All I know is that I think there has been some false publicity. My rates went up. I pay annually, and they came due in November. And when they sent out the notice, what happened here? So I called, and they said, well, it's because of all the wildland fires that you had back in 15. I still am with Keiko, and I said to them, I hear you, but give me more information. This is not acceptable. You get better sharpen your pencil. Then I called and started doing my research, which is something I do all the time. And I talked to our local insurance agents, and they said, yes, that they were getting the same feedback from the companies they dealt with. But when I pushed it, I found out that amazingly Geico could give me the same coverage for like $5 a year more. So I believe there is a correlation, but the correlation also is, where do you live? You know, I live close. I'm maybe a mile away from the fire hall. But when people get insurance rates, a lot of it has to do with the location of where they live. A lot of the things that are being said about the fire rates, I put down as scare tactics. I don't like that. I don't like hearing that come from our people in the district, that it's all doom and gloom. No, I think there's solutions. So, yep, I got a lot more research to do there, and I think we can guarantee people that they're not going to be getting astronomical insurance rates.
Carol, Fire District 7 is overseen by a three-member fire commission. There has been some talk about maybe the need to expand the size of that commission, maybe up to a five-member commission. What is your stance on that?
I've kind of got mixed. I was one of the people when the petition was going around to increase, to ask for the voters to be able to have a say, do you want three or five? And at that time, I thought it was probably the best way to go. But then as I dug into and delved, I thought, you know what, let's get the three commission working very efficiently, which we are not, working very efficiently, and then decide if we want to ask the voters for what I consider better be some darn good reasons. Do we really want to kick it up to five commissioners? So again, we've got to get our basic commissions working, and they're not.
If there were a move afoot from the local community seeking the size of that commission to be expanded, is that something, however, that you would look at then?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. If that's what the people want, you bet, I'm all over it.
Okay, let's talk about a topic that, Carol, I know it's come up on your candidate Facebook page, and your opponent, Bill Bassett, has a son who is working in the fire department, I understand, as a probationary firefighter, and you have alluded to the fact that you have some concerns perhaps dealing with nepotism. What is your position on that?
I have done some research into nepotism, and what I am finding is he being a commissioner is not an issue. To be the commissioner is not the issue. Where the nepotism becomes an issue is, say, for example, let's go to this heavy lid lift. We know that Commissioner Jones, as well as our chief, are wanting to run another levy lid lift. But my research, my calls have netted me the information that at that point, because it is what I call transferring over to the firefighter and what they're involved in, that he would have to recuse himself because of his son being a firefighter, who, of course, would be affected by the levy. That would put us back to a two-person commission. Not good at all.
All right, and Carol, I want to ask you this question about, we've talked different topics here, but we probably haven't covered everything that you have concerns about as you look at the operation of Fire District Number 7. Are there maybe one or two things that you'd like to address that you see as some of the challenges facing the fire department?
Well, I think I've already mentioned that, Dennis, and I really want to address our volunteers. I want to see a huge increase in happy volunteers working with happy career firefighters. I want to see our fire district get people. I want the public involved. I want to attract more people just to show up at the commission meetings, to care enough to not say we're defeated, we can't do anything. We're not defeated. We can unite, we can stand together. And of course, most important, vote. I don't care who you're voting for, well, I do, but get out and vote. That is your opportunity to have a say.
Carol, one of the things your opponent talked about in his interview pertaining to the volunteer fire department was a pretty high level of attrition. In other words, a lot of people going through the program being trained at an expense of, I think the number he used was over $7,000 per individual to take that training. And then a high percentage of those at some point moving away from the volunteer program. Do you see that as an issue in terms of retaining those people that have taken the time to be trained?
Absolutely. There is a problem. We need to delve out the problem. We need to get honest with ourselves. When I say ourselves, I'm talking about the commission. I'm talking about everybody that's involved in the fire district and see what's really going on. My years of experience in business and orcharding and raising a large family, this type of thing, when there's the red flag, you need to dig and find the truth. And somewhere we're missing what's going on. These people got involved, went to the training and everything because they really, really wanted to be an active part. What happened? Where's the truth? Let's find the truth.
Carol, anything else maybe we haven't talked about that you'd like to address in this opportunity to talk to the voters?
I think it's important that the voters know that I am a fiscally conservative as well as a transparent person. And I believe that that is what we need strongly, is the fiscal conservative and also to be totally transparent. I don't see why we have to hide anything or mention it after the fact. I think let's put it out front. Let's get the people, let's get them to say, I'm here to represent the voter. And again, please vote.
Carol Uhls, candidate for Fire District Commissioner in Fire District Number 7, Chelan Fire and Rescue. We thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're most welcome. See you in a couple.